Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, John. From the silo all the way to the creek over there. All of that is McNamara Farms. And one day it's going to be yours. And that day might be, huh?
I don't want it. No, I don't want it.
Hey, son, come on.
No.
You're a McNamara.
I'm sorry. Yes, it's such a nice offer, such a very kind offer, but no thank you.
Well, it's not an offer. It's your legacy. I mean, you grew up on the farm. You helped me milk. You helped me to tassel. You helped me sweep the barns. You helped me count the grain. I mean, this is in your DNA. You're a McNamara. Come, we don't want to see this farm fall into the hands of someone who didn't put, you know, their blood, sweat, and tears into it?
I could go either way. But yes, yeah, I do agree that everything that you said about how I spent the first 18 years of my life, I do agree. So we agree. That is, what would be making that noise on a farm? That is...
a cell phone sound.
Did you buy a cell phone?
No. Well, it was purchased for me.
Answer it. I want to hear. Answer it right now.
Okay. Hey, this is John.
Hey, John. It's me, Dave, from Wall Street. We're wondering when we can get you back, pal. You're the best at doing cocaine and buying and selling.
You might want to take that off speakerphone, huh?
Yeah, hey, Dave, sorry, you're on speakerphone, I'm at my dad's,
hey, nice to meet you,
townhouse.
My name is Random McNamara. No, he's on the farm. This is Random McNamara, his dad. I'm a farmer, and John's gonna be a farmer, too.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about that and seeing the irony. You see, he made a huge investment that just bet against small farms, what? Didn't ya? Betting against what? His own dad.
What?
Dave, it's always good to catch up with you. Leave some cocaine out for me, for when I get back to the city.
John, you're the best, my guy. Love you. Love to catch up again before EOD. And I just think you're the best. Come back soon.
All right. See ya, Dave.
What's EOD, huh?
It's end of day, Dad. It's end of day. It's end of business day.
End of day? What? I don't even know who you are anymore. Tucking in your shirt. No overalls, little margarita rim around your nose from the cocaine. I look at you and I don't know who I'm looking at. You know what, John? If you don't want to be here so bad.
Oh, please.
Then leave.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh.
All right. Huh. Let's see. It's about August now. I guess I'll see you for Thanksgiving.
Runs through screen door, hops in Lamborghini and flies like the wind. Wow. Really tore up my driveway with that. Well, it's okay. It's okay. So I don't have many years left, but the farm will sort of take care of itself, I think, maybe. Or, wish I had more kids. What to do with the farm?
Everyone, I just came back from eating some of that good grass by the window of the farmhouse.
Oh, the good grass. Yes, the good grass.
Did you leave any more for the rest of us horses, or are you just bragging again?
It's not about that. Terrible news. The old farmer, he's gonna have to find someone to take care of the farm, and his cool, hot son left.
So wait, you didn't bring back any grass for us? Because I said I would make grass pudding if you brought some back.
We're all focusing on the wrong part of the story.
Enough to smoke, though, right? You brought enough grass back to smoke?
Roll them up.
I basically wasn't even there for the grass. I happened to eat a couple of bites of the grass, but
how much did you bring back?
How much did you bring back, cannoli?
Look, we're horses. We don't really bring things back. Our mouths are our hands.
But
I ate it.
But you always promise before you go. Here, let's cut to it.
All right,
Hey, cannoli, where are you going?
Hey, cannoli, where are you going?
Just gonna go take a piss, you know, maybe stop by the window, farmer's window.
If you're going to get grass, can you pick some up for us?
Yes, for I'll sure. make grass pudding.
For sure, for sure, for sure, for sure. Yeah.
Oh, 8 yes and 3 for sures. He'll definitely do it.
See?
All right, come on. I was, you know, a yeah and a for sure, that's not a yes, okay? You didn't get a clear yes, I will do that.
You know I don't like being sober. Please, I wanted to be high.
It gets us through the day, cannoli. Foxtrot can't even sleep at nights. She kicks and whinnies.
I have insomnia. I'd love to lay down to sleep, but they told us no.
Yeah, I don't really know why we can't do that. Seems like we should be able to, right?
Cannoli, you always win the blue ribbons for your high jumping and your strong muscles, but it's because you take all the grass.
Look, it's truly not about the grass, okay? I promise, next time I'm over there and there is more grass, I'll bring some back.
All I know is I have no idea what the other point you made was. I've already forgotten it. And we're not eating grass pudding right
now. We're not eating grass. Wait, something Biscuit remembers. Come on, Biscuit.
Biscuit
remembers something about...
Come on, Biscuit. Come on.
Something about a hot sun?
Yes.
Global warming, maybe?
Quiznos, hot subs. Did you bring any of those back?
Did you bring us back Quiznos?
You know what? You guys are addicts, okay? That's why I don't, because I can do the grass and be fine, but if you guys try to do it becomes this whole thing. It's your whole life. You want to smoke and eat the grass.
No.
But
yes.
Do you have any on you? Come on,
don't
man.
Say
come on.
No.
I'm good for it.
Uses my mouth, because our mouths is our hands, and uses it to pat you down to make sure you're not holding out on us.
Yeah.
All right, come on, man. Get off of me, okay? You know what? You bad vibes. I gotta get out of here. I can't fuck around with you losers anymore.
Whoa.
Trots out, hops in Ferrari, totally breaks it, shatters Ferrari.
Oh no.
Runs off into the distance.
Oh.
Hi, my name is Jellybean. I am an Australian sheepdog, a shepherd, and I will be herding you today. I love sheep.
Oh, no.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, no.
If you're going to hurt one of us, hurt me.
No,
I can take
herding.
It. Do your worst.
Cause a misconception.
Grab
no
on
sheep.
To me with those strong teeth.
You love to wander, right? Who out here loves to wander?
I do. We can't raise our hands, really.
Right, you're sheep. But you get a little lost and a little confused and have a hard time staying organized on your walk home. Is that true?
Let me look around to see what everyone else is doing. Yes. I'll nod my head. Yes. Yes.
You're right. You're right. We're bad sheep.
Whatever
we
everyone
need to be
else
punished.
Is doing. Whatever
we
everyone
need to
else
be punished. Who can punish us? Maybe you could do it with your big teeth.
No, I'm not here for that, but sort of threatening that a little bit.
Where's
I'm
your
just
going
to bite at your little asses and sort of circle around you quickly. Not to scare you, but to get you get going in the right direction. Now, does anyone have any questions for me, Jellybean, beloved family dog and herding dog? Yes.
I do, but I can't raise my hand.
What's up?
I want to know whatever everyone else wants to know.
Classic sheep. Well, does anyone have a question? Anyone brave enough to ask a question?
I think there was one sheep that brought up, where's your accent?
My accent? Well...
Wasn't me.
That's my breed of dog. I'm originally from Australia, but that...
I'm not a racist.
No, me neither. I feel like you wouldn't say that
unless you were. Well, my grandfather is from Australia, and he actually came over here because his owners broke up. and one of them tried to find themselves here in America. And then that dog got the neighbor's dog pregnant, another Australian Shepherd. Now, I'm here. There's another generation in between that, though. But
so you're not really Australian at all, then?
Shouldn't you just call yourself a dog?
Yeah, just a dog.
You're just a dog.
A dog who's hurting us.
I'm not a French sheep just because at one point I was from France.
I get it. It's not fun to have someone bossing you around and telling you what to do. And you're trying to hurt my feelings and you're trying to bring me down. But I'm just here to help get you home safe and sound.
Oh, question over here.
Yes.
I'm sure you come bearing news of the world. Is it true that they're cloning us?
Yes, because I am a beloved family dog, I get to sleep inside and on the bed. And my owners watched a documentary about Dolly, the sheep. They're cloning you.
That's my name, and my name, and my name, and my name.
My name's also Dolly.
And my name.
Classic sheep.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, clue, crew.
Listen to the rest of the episode now by starting your free 7-day trial at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.